This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Welcome back to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast, and we've got an imposter here again this week.
Yeah. Don't worry. The real Gary Wilson will be standing up from Monday and he'll be back on the breakfast show. But hello, this is Rob Wills. It's been a cracking 2 weeks.
Have you had fun?
Yeah, it's been fun bits. It's a big podcast this week because there is the update of Tons of Tins in there as well.
And please, you're absolutely going to love.
Yeah, please stick around to hear that. It's about halfway through. On top of that,
we went down memory lane with some of the most iconic jingles, and honestly, it took me back.
It was a flashback moment.
There was also a shock. I can't get over this at what a woman did at her wedding.
Yeah, and you won't get over the burnt sausage, which I think is probably what we should call episode 90. Welcome to the burnt sausage.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Let's set the mood. It's your wedding day.
I love weddings.
It's a special day. You're marrying the man or woman of your dreams, and you've written some lovely vows. They might be something along the lines of, I vow to hold your hand in mine and hold your heart in my heart as long as we live. Or things like, I take you as my husband or wife through the good times and bad. I wasn't allowed to write vows for my wedding.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Mrs. Robber's like, nope.
Yeah, I will be putting that same restriction on my future partner.
There is one bride, though, that had written her vows and changed them.
Oh, okay. I do like it when people put their own spin on stuff.
Yeah. Just a minute to go before the wedding, she changed them. So she changed from,
oh my goodness,
you know, sickness and health, gonna love you forever, yeah, blah, 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 to this weekend, you and I, it's on hot stuff. Bring your A game. But she wasn't reading her vows. She was reading the text message that she had received from an anonymous person showcasing screenshots between her soon-to-be husband and another woman.
Oh my goodness. Talk about a mic drop. So she outed him at the wedding.
She read the text messages at the altar, finished, and wandered out. Unreal,
isn't it? What a mic drop. Looking fabulous in her dress. Like, there is no... Women do not look better than they do on their wedding day. They bring their A game.
She owned that. How awkward.
I hope she still went to the party after and just smashed through that buffet.
You hear people doing that. If something goes wrong on a wedding, they carry on anyway. Yeah. I have been to a wedding where the groom didn't turn up.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was genuinely, to this day, the saddest day I think I've ever seen.
That's awful.
She wasn't really somebody we knew, you know, we don't speak to her anymore, but she just carried on.
Love
and honestly,
that.
It was brilliant. And
just to have a party day. And you spend all that money.
Yeah, and the best bit is we see her now on Facebook. She's having the best time.
It
was obviously meant to be.
It's meant
to
be that
him
way.
Not turning up was what it was meant to be.
Oh my goodness.
Being honest, absolutely honest, I don't think I could do that.
No.
In front of
everyone, you now sat on front row.
Yeah.
I mean, my family would love it. They'd lap up the drama.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
This is strange.
The best thing about this is it's someone I know that posted it. Surprise, surprise. Mm. I was tapping through people's stories on Instagram the other day, and a girl I went to school with posted a picture of her burying a burnt sausage. Now, my instant thought was she's just really failed at a barbecue.
Right, awful just hiding
cook,
the evidence.
A wasted Cumberland in the soil it goes. No, she was getting married the next day, and apparently this is a tradition people do. So you bury a burnt sausage the night before you get married. People take this really seriously, and it brings some good weather for the big day. Apparently, the sausage is meant to tempt the sun out.
Problem is, you know what I'm like off air. There's loads of stuff I want to say right now. None of it I can say at 7:39 in the morning.
A burnt sausage for good luck. Who'd have known? All right, compose myself. Did you do anything? Did you bury a burnt sausage before we bought your wedding?
No, I didn't. I didn't bury it. No, what did we? I don't remember doing anything for luck.
Did you try and get good weather?
Well, I turned up.
That's a positive start.
Don't really anything for luck. No, because there are a lot of like wedding traditions, aren't
yeah.
there? No, I don't remember. I mean, I often wake up and think, why did I do that? So maybe I don't know.
Maybe
I should have buried a burnt sausage.
You thought you missed out. You had some frozen sausages in the freezer. You missed your opportunity.
And it's almost like weekly Mrs. Rob cooks a sausage I can guarantee is going to burn. no, we need to move on because otherwise we're going to get in trouble.
We are.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
What are you missing?
Rachel and Ramsgate. Sun cream.
We forget to pack this.
I get really excited when I go and pick my sun cream because they get like scented ones now. Yeah. You get the different factors. So if you're going somewhere really hot, you start off on a high factor and then you can lower the factor throughout the week for a better tan.
I still don't understand sun cream. The thing that Mrs. Rob always has to make sure she takes is aloe vera.
Yeah, the after sun is very important.
It's important.
But this is brilliant from Fiona in Leeds Castle. So she's got a thing about creases. She said everything has to be neatly pressed.
Right.
So she went away the once and forgot the iron, and the place she had didn't have an iron. I didn't realise people were taking irons on holiday with them. But get this.
Hold on.
She now has...
Fiona, thanks for getting involved this morning. Unfortunately, we're talking about things you take on holiday with you. You might not have understood the question. She's packing an iron.
She wants to be neatly pressed, Rob Wills. She needs to look nice. She's now got, you know, when you're booking places, you can put filters in.
Yeah.
So it needs to have
hot
a
tub.
Pool or like, yeah, whatever.
Please tell me she's not ticking an iron.
She's ticking iron on the filters.
Fiona.
And she said, I've had happy holidays ever since.
Fiona, you're mad, hun. You're absolutely mad. It's the only time you don't care. Don't worry about it. It's going to be... Look at this. I came to work today. Look, aww. KMTV. Look at those
Fiona
creases.
Would not be happy with that. It's
Fiona,
not neatly pressed.
What do you think of these? What do you think of these, Fiona?
Check out his creases, Fiona.
I'm pointing out my creases,
they're
not my
awful.
Man boobs. No, that is quite bonkers, isn't it? That really is quite mad.
To be fair, I think my mum is the kind of person that would take an iron with her. She can't stand my crease clothes.
Is this a thing?
Well, normally places have one, so you can give it a bit of an iron, can't you, when you're there?
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast. Breakfast buffet.
Having a little nerdy moment,
let's,
aren't we?
Let's have a jingle off. We've set a bar, we think, with the Coca-Cola ad.
I do think that is a difficult one to top, actually. And we've had some good ones.
Go on, what else have we got?
Some throwbacks, but I think this one could.
Go on.
Shawnee and who? Toys R Us.
Yeah, okay,
actually quite a good ballad, isn't it? I'd sing that on Britain's Got Talent.
See, this is the... okay, and that's why... Well, we don't need to go into that. It's brilliant. And that's what jingles are so great for, like proper, long, over-the-top, ridiculous jingles.
I'm obsessed.
Like this one here. You can't get better than a quick bit bitter. You can't get better than a quick bit bitter. You can't get better than a quick bit bitter. We're the ones you trust. Oh, yay! I love it.
That just makes you think of me old bamboo from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
It was a bit like that. And leave your jokes there, people. Right, okay, let's go. Okay, so busy this morning. We're not going to get through all of these, just as a heads up. We're not going to get all through these. Can you pick a line between 1 and 29, please, Chelsea?
I'm going 12.
Right, okay, KMFM, line 12. Who are you?
Morning, Rob. It's Kaz and Gillian.
Oh, hi, Kaz. How are you?
No, not bad, thank you. Not bad. Enjoying the sunshine, getting ready for work.
Hey, listen, I wish we could
love
see it.
And positivity.
Our air-conditioned cube. Give us the best jingle ever.
It's got to be one from my childhood that I definitely remember, and it's the Club Biscuit.
What, this one? If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club. It's a good jingle. Do you remember that one?
I don't think I remember eating a ton of Club Biscuits. They are so delicious.
You're probably all too young.
No, Kaz,
you.
I remember it. If you like
you
a lot
remember
of chocolate.
Oh, you're old like me then. On your biscuit,
Kaz,
join
I thought we were
our
friends.
Club.
I thought we were friends. Hello, KMFM. Who's this?
Hello, this is Naomi.
Naomi, how are you? Whereabouts are you?
Ashford.
Nice.
Lovely.
Now, Naomi, I'm going to give you a moment to try and out-jingle-us. What jingle are you picking and why?
I'm Bongo.
So when it comes to sun and fun and goodness in the jungle, they all prefer the sunny, funny one. They call them Bongo.
Naomi, that's taking me straight back into the 90s. That is absolutely brilliant. Absolutely
iconic.
Brilliant. I mean, that was everywhere, wasn't it?
I'm Bongo, play it in the jungle.
Okay, love it. I kind of feel like you need to make that your ringtone today.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Yesterday, I did have a little bit of a panic because I didn't know. I did hear Andy talk about it on air about an hour later. Google went down, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
For a while.
It was over an hour, and it was Google, Gmail, and YouTube people couldn't access. It was just after 2 p.m. So if you did have a moment of peace yesterday,
yeah, it was good.
Where your notifications were ping, 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 ping.
It was. In fact, it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I heard Andy say on air, he said, Google's down. Not sure why. I tried to Google it. And I hope he was joking. Yeah.
No, we know Andy Walker. But we know he 100%.
You're never sure if he's joking or not, you know. But it was quite nice. It made me realise how much I have emails on all of the time. And I do that again, Google. Please do it again.
Just get an hour break a day. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
It was really nice. There was a downside. Have a guess what that downside was.
That they all come back?
Yes. That was like an hour later.
I only want to hear that noise if I'm like, you know, when you go to the arcade and you've got like the little penny machines and then they all drop at the bottom. That's the only time I want to hear that noise.
Time you want to hear the jackpot noise.
FM.
5 weeks ago, we asked for your help. We asked for your help to help us collect as many tons of tins as possible.
And you donated in many ways. You came and visited us here at KMFM in person. We got to meet so many wonderful people. You ordered a food shop here to us, just did it online, sent it to us. You went and visited our partners. They all had drop-off points for you to go to. So Specsavers had Chatham, Gillingham, Hempstead Valley and Strood. There was Dumpton Park Nissan in Broadstairs, Discount Tile and Bathroom Warehouse in Gravesend, Garden X in Whitstable, RCH Care Homes in Ashford, Hendy Peugeot and Vauxhall Garage in Tunbridge, The Mall in Maidstone and Bargain Warehouse in Folkestone. And not only that, you also wowed us on the Just Giving page.
I mean, just incredible. Last year, we did £5,018. This year, we did £7,348. Now, it clearly is going to be the best year we've had.
It's going to be so good.
We have been speaking quite a lot over the last couple of weeks about how tricky and how difficult it is for people in Kent. Not everybody, but a certain, and sadly, quite large chunk of people now in Kent. But don't take our word for it. Have a listen to this. Just some of the, I guess, what the food banks are seeing in real life in Kent.
I think sometimes people don't know the reality of what is going on in our community and how hard people are struggling.
It's just getting bigger. Up to about 25,000 people a month now we feed.
We're feeding over 1,000 people.
The last 12 months we've had a 200% increase in our usage.
I would say it's doubled the number of people that are needing help.
Oh, we've gone from 60 to 70 families to easily 160, even if not more.
So yeah, the use of food banks is still a major part of the community.
We're seeing people from all walks of life, people that are working in education, people that are healthcare workers.
It's changed a lot. Originally it was just street homeless, then it was people in supported accommodation. Now everybody's in need of help. There's families coming, people who work for the NHS.
And obviously the elderly who are finding it really struggling to survive on the pension at the moment.
Other people who are just struggling with their income not meeting the cost of living at the moment and the cost of food just going
their,
up.
Their mortgages and rates have all increased, so they haven't been able to pay for food because they're having to pay for things like
I
that.
I know that they're. Somebody even said to me recently, before you came, I never have had anything in my fridge and freezer.
What comes in goes out, and as soon as something goes wrong, be it the car or when the utilities goes wrong, then obviously they need to then come into the food bank to make them get through.
You'll
the
hear this from everybody, but just a huge thank you. Although you can't see the impact that your even small donations make. Every time you make a donation to a food bank, it makes their job so much easier.
Yeah, the families will be able to take so much more food home to feed their families. This, and it'll keep us going for longer.
able to
thank
serve
you
more.
So much. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Thank you so much from myself, my team.
As food banks, we rely on the generosity of people to keep us running. So we can't thank you enough from the bottom of our hearts for the support you've offered us.
Mrs. Dzeka, Jill, on the trot, you've done this for us, and it's amazing. Thank you for the continued
look
support.
What you did, guys. This is amazing and incredible.
No, I mean, just thank you for your hearts. Thank you for those blessings. Thank you for giving. It really makes a difference. I mean, we're making a difference to Maidstone.
Really, really big thank you.
Just a massive thank you.
Thank you so much to all the KMFM listeners for these fantastic donations.
Either through money or through actual physical donations. So
these will help feed all the families in the community that we've got here at the moment.
Massive, huge thank you to everyone and to KMFM for even organising this to start.
You are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. And I don't think you're going to realise the difference that you are making to the families around here, you know, and lives they are actually being able to live.
So, not from us.
Yeah, it just gives me goose pimples because we got to meet these people and we really did get to see the impact that you have made.
Mm.
You who made these donations and helped us make this happen.
So, are you ready to find out the total?
I'm so ready, but I'm also on the edge of tears because I'm nervous.
6.77 tonnes was last year's amount. Did we beat it? Right, let's open the envelopes.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Nine.
0.21 times!
Nine 9.21 tonnes. I told you my back was aching.
No wonder we hurt. That is a lot of tins that we have trekked about and that you have donated and made happen. Oh my goodness. 9.21 tonnes.
Just think about that for a second. 9.21 tonnes.
When we're in a cost of living crisis, when everyone's having to pinch the pennies more than ever, when everyone's more tired, when everyone's more stretched, and yet you've given more. I know we say it and I know it sounds cliche, but the people of Kent really are the best.
We're lucky to have
we're
you.
So
as
lucky
listeners.
To have you.
We really honestly appreciate it. We do need to do a couple of thank yous. We need to say thank you to Holly and Josh, who have been working honestly so incredibly hard in the background, like because of us having to do the breakfast show stuff. Those guys were like literally shifting 9.21 tons.
They've been hustling around the clock.
We need to say thank you to Liam as well for helping on that. We need to say huge thank you to Morrison's because those guys ended up stacking a load of discounts on for us, so it meant that we could keep on buying more. We need to say thank you to the guys at Tesco. We need to say thank you to all of our partners for, you know, being part of it because we wouldn't be able to do it without you.
100%.
But the biggest thank you of all
has to go to you, because without you we couldn't have made this happen. Like, we facilitated it, we set up the Just Giving page, we organized the drop-off points, but none of this, that 9.21 tons wouldn't have been possible without you doing your little bit, whether that was sharing the Facebook post, popping a couple of quid on the Just Giving, dropping in a few tins, adding a couple to your food shop. It all added up and made that massive number at the end. And I'm in shock. I can't believe it.
Thank you to everybody at the food banks as well that welcomed us with open arms.
Oh, that was magic.
You, honestly, we're going to post a video later. You'll be able to see some of the action.
Yeah, some of the incredible people and what they do day in, day out.
There you go then, Kent. 9.21 tonnes is an incredible amount of food donated to food banks here in Kent. You were part of it. Thanks for being part of it.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Don't want to moan because it's Monday.
You do. Go on, get it out.
But this is proper out of order. So, you know, it was Mrs. Rob's birthday weekender.
Yeah.
I bought an adult bouncy castle.
I love
rented
this
one.
So much.
And we had the best time because my nephews are over from Australia at the moment. Our nieces and nephews were down from Basingstoke.
The kids would have loved it.
But it was just good. We just had a good time.
Yeah.
And we did party rings. We did jelly and ice cream. It was like proper 8-year-old's birthday party for a 33-year-old. It was great. But with that, and you will know if you are mums or dads, granny, granddads, aunties, uncles, it's exhausting. It's absolutely exhausting. And when everybody left, I was just really tired last night.
Yeah.
I was just like, nah, okay. So we're all sat in the garden.
Yeah.
And chatting away, and I must have drifted off. Okay, I drifted off. It was about 7:30, 8 o'clock by this point. I drifted off, and I woke up about 10 p.m.
Yeah.
On my own. In the garden, sat on my bench.
They just abandoned you.
They'd gone inside and just left me there. Now, Mrs. Robb says that she tried to wake me up and I went, no, don't worry about it, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Which is, I have done this before. I'm really convincing when I'm asleep. Like, I've talked to her out of dinner before, all sorts of stuff.
What?
Yeah, I'm really bad. If I want to be asleep, I'll be asleep.
You'll be asleep.
But I've kind of felt it was a bit bad. But what was worse, when I woke up, so dark in there, garden, I got no lights, nothing.
Yeah.
And there was no lights on in the house because the kids were asleep. So yeah. I just didn't know where I was. It was well scary.
You just woke up in darkness. Yeah, and I'm confused.
Like, are my eyes working?
Was the bouncy castle still there at this point?
So they'd come and picked that up. And I slept through all of that.
Oh, so you were well disorientated.
You could have come and removed my clothes and I would have still been asleep.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
I can't believe this story is true. And then when Chelsea showed me the picture, I was like, okay, this really happened. So let's just set the scene. Your boyfriend, we've been with him now
A year and a couple of months,
which is a long time for
you. It is a long time for me.
And he's got weird ways, hasn't he?
He does. He has his own little things that he likes to do. He's a unique person.
So talk us through, first of all, why.
So he'd annoyed me. And as men do.
And he then went out of his way. Well, in fact, two seconds. Let's just look. This is too much. This is too much. He's annoyed you. But yeah. Don't worry, because boyfriend M, I assume we don't say his name.
No, don't say his name.
Boyfriend M is here and he comes home with a
pepper plant.
A pepper plant. So a plant of chili peppers.
Chili peppers. And there was quite a few on there. They're like, you know, there was a good like 8 or 9. It was thriving. It was in its element.
Why a pepper plant?
Because he said he wanted it to be something we took care of together.
Right.
And it could be representative of our relationship.
So already this is weird, Chelsea. Yeah, this is weird.
I thought it was quite sweet.
He's bought a pepper plant.
Yeah.
Because he wants to grow it with you together.
Yeah.
Right? Alarm bells are already sounding for me.
I think it's just his like defeat. Like, I really want a dog. And I think he's just trying to prove a point that we're not ready for a dog yet.
Right.
But the pepper plant isn't quite the right idea because... Like, so he left it on the windowsill.
In where like, what kind of windowsill? Like, direct sun?
Direct sunlight. Right. And I've got quite big windows because I've got tall ceilings. So it's full. It's getting all the sun, all the daylight.
Okay.
And I was left him in charge of it because I was really busy. And I was like, I need you to take care of this plant because I'm not going to have time. Don't overwater it, but don't underwater it. Just, like, check it.
Yeah.
You know, I've got lots of plants in my house. And it took 5 days for this thing to disintegrate. And when I say there is nothing left, even the leaves have given up. They've fallen off. They're brown. They're dry. They're basically dust.
Ken, I've seen it. It is a dusty plant.
There's no chilies left.
So now, let's just take a moment. So just all close your eyes for a second. Imagine this dusty, wilted, grey, horrible plant that wouldn't look out of place in the world's hottest desert. And now repeat the first line as to why he bought it for you.
He wants it to be representative of our relationship.
Why are men so silly?
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
This is what's been happening in the crazy world of Chelsea's WhatsApp group chat.
Uh-oh, Pam is not happy.
Pam,
yeah.
Why,
she's a favourite in the WhatsApp group chat. She is the icon. She is the leader, I would say.
What, Pamela?
Pamela.
What's been happening to Pamela?
Someone's overwatered the plants in the planter that she put on level 2 to make it look a bit nicer.
Okay.
And she's not happy because now it looks really sad. So now Pam is sad.
Pamela.
Sadder. It's
sadder. Sorry, Pam. They'll grow back. Or maybe they won't. Get over it.
But in good news, there was a great turnout to Sunset Club this week.
Oh, so this was the thing where that you had some new furniture put on the roof?
On the roof. And like the top floor, there's like a big balcony thing. It's like a terrace.
So did you go?
No.
Right, still not made
I'm still not brave,
still
but yeah.
Plucked up the courage.
But I am now interested because because Kerry has designated herself as chief of crisps and dip. So now take snacks.
So now you're interested.
So now I'm interested.
Right, sure.
And I think the highlight of the week on the WhatsApp group chat, this made me howl. I'm calling it message of the week. It was from Henry.
Right, Henry.
And he sent it at 7:10 yesterday morning. And he said, does anyone have a stepladder? One of my bed sheets has blown off my terrace to just outside the back door, but it's up the ledge.
Oh, Henry.
I want to know. I think Henry's got patterned bed sheets. I don't think he's gone for neutrals. I think he's got spaceships on there, or there's something rogue.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog. And now everyone knows that Henry has those kind of bed sheets.
My concern is that Henry thinks he's going to reach on a stepladder.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
So this new study's out says that one in four adults worrying that they are becoming their parents. Now, let me read it. It says 27% of adults worrying they're becoming like their parents even when they travel. 2,000 adults, evenly split by generation, said that they are concerned. Should you be concerned? Are you concerned if you turn into your mum? You'd be happy with that?
I mean, I love my parents. They are fabulous. But you do have that cold shudder that goes down your spine when you do something they do and you're like, oh.
What would it be for you?
Mine is following people around the house and putting coasters under their mugs. My mum's got a thing about ring marks. And I always used to be like, I don't get it, mum. It's a table. Get over yourself. No, now I'm obsessed. I've got multiple coasters. Each room has its own set of coasters so I can follow people around and put it underneath any beverages they may leave on a surface that is potentially going to attract a ring mark. Look, I've even got a coaster underneath one over here.
It's not a bad thing to take. I mean, Mrs. Rob is 110% learnt from her mum, Diane, where they take cards they receive.
Yeah.
So, you know, like birthday cards or Christmas cards, right? And then what they'll do is at Christmas, you will receive, you know, rather than having a little... I don't know what they're called, tags.
Yeah.
Rather than having tags, you will get last year's Christmas cards, but just the front of them, because they cut them in half. So they cut the written bit off, they save that, then the front, they fold it up, and you have like a massive tag on it.
And they don't cut it up into smaller bits, it's just the whole front of it.
They reuse. I mean, it's good for the environment, I get it.
Yeah, very eco.
Wrapping paper, if you use nice wrapping paper, Mrs. Rob will unpeel it and keep it.
Margie in Thanet is concerned because she's now obsessed with never letting the water run.
Oh, I wish Mrs. Rob would be. Like, it's just when it's the teeth brushing for me.
Why do people you don't need it, right? Is it like accompaniment? Does it make people feel better? Some people don't like silence.
Put the toothpaste on. Put your bit of water on, turn the tap off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then off you go.
You know who pays the water bill in my house.
Christy in Herne Bay, she said, I used to say, if I get like my mum, help me.
Right.
But now I've morphed into her. Luckily for me, my husband does like my mum.
Wow.
So many questions there, Chrissy.
Loads of questions there and potential. Jeremy Kyle.
Tina in Sittingbourne. Her trait is she's prone to filing important paperwork in the bin by accident. I have a habit of doing that, of like half reading a letter and just throwing it away.
I don't...
Adulting's just annoying. Sometimes it's easier to throw it in the bin and ignore it.
It's not. She did the same. She recycled her tax bill last month.
I said to you that before.
It was on the table. I put it with all of... And then I put on top of it a stone, like a paperweight thing, with another sign that says, important documents don't move. But they still ended up in a recycling.
But they still got moved.
Yep, they still got moved.
Kirsty in Rochester. I do this as well. Never sleep with your socks on. I still don't know the reason why, but that's why I won't, and I won't let the children either.
No,
my mum
like
told
that.
Me that. She was like, you don't sleep with your socks on, and it makes me feel a bit unwell if people do.
I know it's a little bit dirty, but like tonight when I go home, if I don't grab a shower, I might grab one in the morning or whatever. I'll sleep in the socks that I've been wearing today.
That you've had on all day in 32 degrees.
Yeah, I know that sounds a bit... Sounds a bit disgusting. Disgusting!
It was one of us, and it was you, Rob Wills.
It was me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
And don't forget to hit that follow button to stay up to date on our latest releases. Feast on more on our socials at KMFM Official. We're on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok with all the behind the scenes bloopers.
And we're on your radio every weekday morning from 6 till 10.
Listen via the KMFM app, which is free from your app store, or get friendly with your smart speaker. Alexa, play KMFM.